Penguin Random House Audio presents The Good Girls, An Ordinary Killing. Written and read by Sonia Falero.
Women must particularly be guarded against evil inclinations, however trifling they may appear. For if they are not guarded, they will bring sorrow on two families. The Laws of Manu. Prologue. Good days are coming soon. People call them Padmalali like they were one person. Padmalali, Padmalali. Have you seen Padmalali? At 16, Padma was the older cousin by 2 years. She was small, only 5 feet. But even so, she was bigger than Lali by 3 inches. Padma had oval eyes, smooth skin, and collarbones that popped. She had long black hair that she knew to pat down with water and tightly plait, or else there would be words. Lali's camise hung from her frame like washing on the line. Round-shouldered and baby-faced, she was a quiet romantic who read poems out loud. Padma had dropped out of school, but Lali told her father she wanted to study and get a job. And while it would please him to share the memory of this conversation, they had both known it would never happen. The school Lali attended had a roof, but not enough rooms. Many classes were conducted outside, in the dirt, and there were 7 teachers for 400 pupils. But even if the school had been different, a girl's destiny lay in the hands of her husband. School broke up one blazing afternoon in May, and all the children congregated in Ramnath's orchard to shout, run, and climb trees. Lali hurried to Padma's side. As the others pelted down green mangoes, the teenagers stood aloof. They were together always, apart from everyone.